This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for this hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we were scheduled to be joined by Mark Evans, and hopefully we still will be joined by him. Anytime that Mark comes on board, we do what we call an under-the-hood hour and talk about mechanical things and help you out with over-the-air diagnostic work on the part of Mark. He is an ASC-certified technician and can really help you with anything that might be going wrong with your car, or if you don't agree with the diagnosis that you've got at your dealership or local repair shop and want to run it by Mark, it's always at your option to do so at our toll-free line, which is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or bob@autoworldradio.com. I get a kick out of this story. Of course, there are so many companies that are getting into the electric car building marketplace. I mean, literally, there's a gamut worth of new different startups every day. But this one I thought was humorous, and now they've done a reversal. Well, it seems that the manufacturers of Dyson vacuum cleaners at one time recently had been planning to start a battery electric car company. But after doing further investigation, the vacuum company found the business case just didn't do it. He said, James Dyson is the gentleman's name, the British investor, best known for his vacuums, cordless appliances, and hand dryers. He said he had to suck it up and accept the fact he should be in, not be in the car business too. And I think that's a very wise move on this gentleman's part, because no way there's many of these companies that are going to make it, startup companies that are starting up, plus the companies in other parts of the world. There's a gamut of them based out of China. It's going to be interesting to see, because once you get the big auto manufacturers involved in turning their vehicles into electric powered machines, when you've got Ford doing it, when you've got General Motors doing it, when you've got Fiat Chrysler doing it, when you've got Mercedes-Benz doing it, BMW doing it, the Volkswagen Group doing it, these people are car people. They've been in the car business in some cases for more than 100 years, and it's still dicey water for them as well. But one thing that certainly isn't controversial is the updated 2021 Chevrolet Colorado. This is the second generation of the Colorado. The first one, of course, rolled out to rave reviews and great sales numbers, too. And now, with so much competition out there in the marketplace, Chevrolet doesn't want to be left in the dirt. So they've gone back to the drawing board, and they have unveiled a completely new 2021 Chevrolet Colorado. And I drove the first generation Colorado, the more recent one, that returned to mid-size trucks for GM, and I was quite pleased with my drive. drive time in that vehicle and can't wait to get behind the wheel of this one as well. Another interesting little side note here, Nissan, one of their more unusual vehicles is the Juke. It's a very controversial styled vehicle, to say the least, and personally, it's, in my opinion, one of the ugliest vehicles on the road. They do drive well, but they are definitely they're definitely not pretty to look at, even though they've definitely made some serious enhancements to styling in the last generation. But they've got an all-new production of the Juke, and they're building this vehicle actually in Great Britain, which is interesting. We've got Hondas being built in Great Britain as well, and it's interesting that Nissan has chose Britain for the place to manufacture the Juke. Keep hearing stories out of Bowling Green, Kentucky about the 8th generation Corvette and the fact that the production is being held up by the UAW strike, which is still ongoing between General Motors and the labor union, and they still have some Corvette C7 production to complete before they can shut down for a week or so and retool the plant and then start cranking out the all-new C8. Now, they were hoping to have this done by the end of the year, but that strike better come to an end real soon, or otherwise I think GM is going to run into some timing issues when they are questioned about being able to deliver C8 Corvettes or have C8 Corvettes available even for the media come the first of the year. Speaking of the media, last year Road and Track magazine gave the Corvette ZR1 the Performance Car of the Year award, and this is the up until now ultimate Corvette. It's the most powerful Corvette in history, the most powerful General Motors product in history with some 750 plus horsepower, but it's also a true track car as well, and just will go like crazy. There's no other way to say it. 0-60 in the high twos, and great handling machine and everything else. There's one in my neighborhood that I get a glimpse of every now and then, and the gentleman keeps it for the most part in the garage with a cover on it, but once in a while I get a sneak peek look at it. But last year that was the big winner for the Road and Track Performance Car of the Year. This year they've got 15 other competitors, but they have managed to get their hands on a 2020 Corvette, a C8 mid-engine Corvette, one of only a handful that are in existence, and they've put it through the paces, and they're dropping some hints at Road and Track magazine about how it performs, and they are going to hold an embargo until their issue for this particular event, the Performance Car of the Year, is ready to go and hit the newsstands before they announce any of the results of the testing or any of the results of the Corvette. I would imagine the Corvette did extremely well in the value equation, because if you have a vehicle to be able to go 0 to 60 in the 3-second range is just remarkable, and that's just a base Corvette with the Z51 package, which includes the freer flowing exhaust, also includes a bunch of other things, including upgraded brakes, upgraded handling, and also includes the magnetic ride control system. But we'll keep an eye out for what's going to happen with the Corvette and who's going to win that competition. The Road and Track Performance Car of the Year, will the Corvette take it on the value equation? I wouldn't be surprised. Time to take a pit stop, and then we'll more of Odd World is coming your way. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America on great radio stations and around the world at GCNLive.com. Landspeed Louise is with us. We're talking about Bonneville. We're talking about some recent happenings there, and we're talking about a couple of individuals who caused an awful lot of damage, and Lance B. Louise is bringing us up to speed on all of the happenings. And before that hard network break, Louise, you're telling us more about what's been going on in Utah.
Yeah, and before we get going on that, can I give them the website if they'd like to read these things?
Sure.
A picture of this?
Absolutely.
It's www.savethesalt.org. So, once again, www.savethesalt.org, O-R-G. And it's right there on the homepage, and your eyebrows will just go up onto your head.
Very good.
Anyway, so what the other part that makes this a little crazy, just before the 4th of July, the Independence Day holiday, our board member Larry Volk and the Utah Salt Flats Racing Association president, Dennis Sullivan, called the BLM and said, we are going out to the salt. We realize that it's still just a tad bit wet, but we need to survey the courses which are coming up for the event. And they know, I mean, these gentlemen have been going out to this racetrack and on the salt for more than, in Larry's case, more than 60 years. And the BLM said, oh, absolutely not. It's still wet. If you go out there, we will give you a citation and a fine. So they couldn't go out there. But we talked to some of the towing companies on a regular basis, and I will tell you that just on the holiday weekend, the towing company in the local town of Wendover pulled out six people from the salt that went out there, and not a one of them had gotten cited. And that happens, Bob, all the time. We try to go out and work with the racing, with the BLM, with the local town, to take care of things, to be helpful, and we get told, we get the fingers shook at us, no, but these other people, including the two dumb donkeys, nothing happens to them. And in 2016, there were even bigger dumb donkeys, which I would use a derivative of that name, took a motorhome and were wakeboarding in the water out on the course. Those guys then went on to High on Life was the company. They were trying to sell their fancy schmancy t-shirts and hats. Then they went to Old Faithful and decided they were going to go on the other side of the barriers, and they started carving stuff out of it to take souvenirs, and then ran away back to Canada. In both cases, with these major problems on the salt, it was Save the Salt that brought it to the attention of the BLM. They had no idea this had even happened at Old Faithful. So whoever the judicial arm of the BLM got involved, they fined them and cited them and banned them from the parks, all parks, for the next 5 years. But it was because of what they did at Old Faithful, at the geyser, and Bonneville was just a little footnote. So you see, the BLM really does, no matter what they tell you, they don't really do anything to help us. So that's why I'm crabby today.
Well, it's understandable that you're crabby, because this just doesn't add up, just doesn't make sense. And what's going on with the BLM folks? Is there one particular reason?
We wish we knew. But we are though working with them for a restoration program. I think you know that earlier this year, the Utah state government appropriated $5 million for the restoration of Bonneville, but it would only be paid out once the feds stepped up and did their thing. And when the salt started to go back onto the salt, on the raceway, that's when that $5 million would start to distribute. In addition, the state of Utah has agreed to administer the program so that the BLM doesn't even have to pay pennies for staff. We have someone who will take a look at the program, and they have looked at the engineering plans, multiple, that the land speed racers paid for. Pick one geologist, pick one BLM that will do the good job, and let's do that. And we paid for that out of our own money. BLM didn't spend a dime. So that's where we're at. We're trying very hard to be a good partner, and we have decided that with working with the mining company, which is responsible for taking the salt off in the first place, but they were essentially forbidden to put the salt back by virtue of their lease agreement, the legal contract. So I'll just leave it at that. They legally are supposed to rip up the salt until they're done, and then when they extract all of the mineral that they want, mainly potash and magnesium, then when it's totally destroyed, and it says this in the language of the lease, then and only then are they required to put anything back. So that's why back in the late 90s, the racing community saved the salt. And remember, this is all volunteer here. We formed this group and said, wait a minute, you take 100 million tons every year. All we want you to do is put back 1 or 1.5 million. That was tried in 1997 to 2001. Here's a full disclaimer. I was part of Team Vesco, and on October 18, 2001, the late Don Vesco went 458 miles an hour. Why? Because we had 13 miles of solid salt, and we hadn't had solid salt like that in more than two decades. So we're trying to do this the right way, and we're working with the two biggest users. We're working together as the two biggest users of the Bonneville Salt Flat, the mining company and the land speed racing community. We're trying to be good.
Well, you certainly are, and you're doing such a great job of spreading the word. And I know that at SEMA last year, you had a presence there, and that further raised awareness of what's been going on. Are you planning on going back to SEMA this year as well?
Oh, absolutely. And I have to stop right now and very humbly and very gratefully tell everybody listening that if it was not for the support of SEMA and the member companies and various people helping save the salt, you and I would not be talking, because there would be no activism. We are now at the federal level looking to get the BLM on federal level to fix this. I stopped Roger Penske in the pits at one of the IndyCar races at Gateway last year and asked him, Roger, can I get you to write a letter so then I can use that letter and trade on your name? And the look on his face was like, what is wrong with you, woman? And I told him, I said, it was really good. Normally you don't get the captain to have a reaction like that. And he looked at me and I told him, I said, I need a letter from you to the BLM director in Washington, because if I can get Roger Penske and Penske Racing to tell the feds that Bonneville is a place worth saving for amateur motorsports in the United States, it won't matter what Louise Noah says or any of the other unknown land speed racers, but Roger Penske, they'll listen to him.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More states are preparing to lift coronavirus restrictions this week against the warnings of many public health experts. Colorado, Mississippi, Minnesota, Montana, and Tennessee are joining other states in what amounts to a science experiment. WCBS reporter Steve Burns says New York is still taking things slowly.
With numbers still headed in the right direction.
As long as we act prudently going forward, the worst should be over.
It's that prudent action that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is focusing on.
We're going to reopen in phases.
Phase one is low-risk construction and manufacturing.
Phase two would then be more a business-by-business analysis.
Cuomo's expecting businesses to develop plans.
How would you do your business in this new normal?
As for when these phases might start, Cuomo says it's still too early to tell.
This is USA Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control has now named some new official symptoms for COVID-19. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has added six new symptoms to the official list of possible signs for the coronavirus. Previously, the CDC only noted fever, cough, and shortness of breath as official symptoms. The agency has updated the list to include chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, and a new loss of taste or smell. Shortness of breath has also been changed to shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. A runny nose rarely occurs with COVID-19, and sneezing is still not a symptom of the virus. On the CDC website, it says people with COVID-19 have had a wide range of symptoms reported, ranging from mild symptoms to very severe illness. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Thanks so much for being here with us. My name is Bob Long, along with Lance Speed Louise Noeth, automotive journalist extraordinaire, the force behind Save the Salt, and she's bringing us up to speed on what's been happening in recent times at Bonneville. And before that hard bottom of the hour break, Louise was telling us the story of an encounter with Roger Penske, and that must have been quite a moment, Louise, when you sprung that on him and requested him to write this letter. I'm sure he was surprised, and in the end, he was defensive at first, but surprised in the end.
What I found out, and Roger and I have done a few different television shows and various documentary things. So I'm not, and I've worked with him in my early days when I ran Indy. So I'm not foreign to him, but I don't follow IndyCar much anymore because I've been trying to help Bonneville. And I just, he's always surrounded. He's always busy. He doesn't just go to an IndyCar race to hang out. He's busy. So when I saw him in pit lane, and there was nobody, not an engineer, not a driver, not even a PR person or a media person, I thought,
wow.
I'm gonna, and I went, Roger, I need to talk to you, please. Just please. And he just stopped. And then that's when I made the pitch. And at the end, he just put his hand on my shoulder and he said, you write it, let me look at it, and we will send it. He didn't even send it back to me. I wrote it, sent it off. 2 weeks later, it was on the director's desk in Washington, D.C., who runs the BLM. That's the kind of guy Roger Penske is, and he understands, like me and all the other little land speed racers, he just happens to be a big name, that we really want Bonneville to be around 50 years when we are all dead, all of us, listening, so that there are young people that can go out to Bonneville and have those great dreams of speed and the ability to take an ordinary person and have them do extraordinary things out at Bonneville. And that's what land speed racers do. They are the fastest people on earth. They are the fastest in any of the professional motorsports, and they're amateurs. They don't get any money. They get a little inky-winky little time slip and a trophy, and sometimes a little certificate, but it's bragging rights and the ability to know that what they thought is what was actually able to do. And that's what we want to do 50 years from now. And if the BLM is not jumping up to fix this, Bonneville will be lost. And what will be is a footnote, or in one of my books they'll say, hey, that might have been a really cool place. I wonder what happened to it. And nobody might know. But anyway, Bob, I'm a blabbermouth about this. Are there any questions that you have, or any listeners want to do that? I can be quiet and you can ask me a question. That's hard for me to do.
No problem. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Email bob@autoworldradio.com. If anybody has a question for Land Speed Louise, we would welcome your calls and your emails anytime. So shoot it off to us. And let me, just for those listeners who may not be familiar with some of the players here, for those listeners who may not know what the BLM is, why don't we make sure and explain that?
Well, it's the Bureau of Land Management, and it's a federal agency that has a really strange mission. Half their mission is supposed to be protecting our federal lands, meaning we, the Americans, to protect them from destruction. Okay. And then the other half of their mission is to monetize those lands so that the lands will pay for themselves. In most cases, it's easy to do. Let's say you go to the Grand Canyon. There is a entrance fee, or you want to go on the river, and there's a fee for that. Or you go to Mount Rushmore. There's a fee there. And those fees help to pay to keep the place in good shape. Same thing with the Appalachian Trail, and these are national parks all over the United States. The Bonneville Salt Flats is federal land, but it's also a national park. It has been put on the National Register of Historic Places, and it has a fancy-schmancy designation called ACEC, which is Area of Critical Environmental Concern. But, honey pie, I'm telling you, that's about all it is a fancy designation. Because the BLM just tells everybody, oh, yeah, it's a very serious thing. And they don't do squat jacks and dilly-dong to fix that. Even when we ask them just to put a cable so people can't go out and do what the two dumb donkeys did over the holidays. And all the other people that do this on a regular basis. So I will tell you that most of your listeners would probably know I sound very enthusiastic and very vibrant, but I have learned more self-restraint in the past 4 years of working as a pro bono advocate for Save the Salt than I have in my entire life. Because it makes you just crazy. You get to a point where you just, I don't want to hurt anybody. That's not the point. I want these two dumb donkeys to understand what they've done. And maybe if they understand how much they've hurt people, they might be an advocate. And that would be better than anybody trying to go get them. I want them to get it. I don't want people to get them. So,
that only makes sense.
I mean, when are you going to come out there, Bob Long?
Yeah, I got to get out there, definitely. It's something long overdue, and many of the folks that contribute here to the show anytime I have them on the program, and we talk about Bonneville, it's once you've been there, it gets in your system. You need to go back. And I have one gentleman who's competing out there and comes on the show from time to time to tell us about his efforts, and he is just blown away with not only the area of Utah and the Bonneville Salt Flats, but also about the camaraderie among the racers that happens during the racing period. He says there's nothing else like it on Earth, that folks lobby around each other and help each other, and this is the kind of stuff that doesn't get a whole lot of publicity. It's something that we need to tell people more about, that these people are following in the footsteps of the great hot rodders of yesterday and keeping hot rodding alive here today in 2019-2020. And as you said earlier, we want to keep this alive for 50 years from now or 100 years from now, so that people can continue to run their vehicles on the salt flats, whatever those vehicles may be.
Right, exactly. And this year, now here's the thing. For some people, and especially for the people who started this, such like Larry Volk, who's been going out there since he was a teenager, Rick Vesco was just a snot-nosed kid. I mean, 4 or 5 years old when his father was racing out there. And then his older brother, Don Vesco, some of your listeners might know. But now, Rick, he's in his 70s, and his driver, Dave Spangler, who was the former president of Hooker Headers, is the driver. And those two gray-haired devils last year, because we did have pretty good salt, our national record is now at 492 miles an hour. The world record is still 458, the one that Don set. And the only reason the world record is slower than the national record, which is normally the other way around, because we haven't had the good salt to make the two runs. And the last run that the Turbinator turned in, with Spangler at the control, at age 76 years old, 503 miles an hour. So the next time somebody tells me they're too old, I got to come back for that.
Thank you for listening.
That's right, hold.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns were setting the pace?
Thank you so much for being here and being with us. My name is Bob Long, along with automotive journalist extraordinaire Land Speed Louise Noeth, and we've been telling you about Bonneville and some not-so-great happenings and spreading the word about this treasure that we have in the great state of Utah. And I want to make sure that we promote Save the Salt and get more people involved. What's the best thing for folks to do who are listening right now to you and I, Land Speed Louise?
If they go to the SaveTheSalt.org, www.SaveTheSalt.org, pretty easy, wander around those pages and take a look. Most of the things I've been saying are not only chronicled, but there is a timeline that shows how many decades, not years, but decades this has been going on. And all of the materials we have put, actual documentation from various people throughout the decades, none of this is a Chicken Little screaming. None of this is exaggerated. This is serious. But one of the things that would help, seriously, write not necessarily to Washington like Mr. Pinsky, but write to your local senators in your state, both of them in the Senate. Find out who your representative is in the House of Representatives. And if you think that this is a bad idea, that the BLM is not taking care of the Bonneville Salt Flat for amateur motorsports, and not only amateur motorsports, But for the archery people, the 5K people, there are films that are done out there. This is for everyone. We're going to lose this. And it's one of these places that John Glenn used as a marker when he was in space to report back to Cape Canaveral, oh, yes, I'm over, moving over the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah. That's the level of detail that people know about Bonneville. For the longest time, we were the fastest people on Earth. That happens to belong to the British now. But maybe if we can save this place and we can get a few youngsters, we can kick Andy Green and Richard Noble off the top of the throne, and we can bring the world record back to Bonneville. And they both know that I want to do this to them.
And what is the world record mark right now?
Well, the world record for unlimited, so it doesn't matter if you put a mouse in a box on a treadmill, is 763 miles an hour. The world record for motorcycles is 367, and then the world record for wheel-driven cars, not for thrust-powered cars like Thrust SSC, that's our record at 458, but we hope to kick that up to 500. Please, God, please, God, please.
And of course, the racing season is not that far down the road here. When is the racing season kicking off for 2019?
It will start with Speed Week, and that will be August 10th through the 17th, and it is a full week. They will get sometimes upwards of 500 people with cars, trucks, and motorcycles that will come out and vie for various records over the course of that week. The next one takes place in September. That's World of Speed from the Utah Salt Flats Racing Association. Then the Bonneville Motorcycle Speed Trials, which is just for motorcycles, that's also in September. There is a final event of the Southern California Timing Association, or SCTA, that has put on Speed Week since 1949. They call World Finals in October, if the weather holds. And then the shall we say, the smallest itty-bitty event, but the fastest stalled in cars, trucks, and motorcycles, is the Cook Shootout. They might have less than a dozen cars, but they will be the fastest on Earth. And that's anything. Anything. I don't care if it's Formula One, IndyCar, drag racing. As far as I'm concerned, they are all about half the speed of what we can do, or a quarter of it, and they can come out to Bonneville, and even though they said, oh, well, how hard could it be to drive in a straight line? My answer? Not hard at all. But listen, honey pie, staying in a straight line at 300 or 400 miles an hour, now that takes a little skill.
That's right. And you mentioned earlier about the record and the fact that it needs to be a bi-directional run. You need to do your run in one direction, and then you need to repeat it. Tell our listeners a little bit more about that.
Now, that's only for the world records, and that's what makes it so hard. When you go across a measured mile, and you designate to the FIA, this is my mile, and I'm going to contest the record in this mile with this particular certification, you have to do that within 60 minutes, one way and then go the other way, because there are no one-shot wonders. Unfortunately, because national records, there are so many vehicles, as I mentioned earlier, upwards of 400 vehicles, you can't herd all those people from one end of the track to the other just so somebody can go the other direction safely. So national records are contested over 2 days. Let's say on Saturday, the first day, everybody goes out and they qualify on their record. That's a 300-mile-an-hour record, and they go 310. And the following day, all of the people that had qualified on their record, they go to a impound. And they all come out first, and they take their records, or they take their place up in the front of the line, and that's when we call record runs. So everybody that qualified the day before, they're first down the line. And if they are successful, let's say this person went 320 miles an hour. Well, The record is not 320 or 310. The record is 315 miles an hour because they average those records. And that's, any record, whether it's national or world. It's just how quickly you have to do the record.
That's really cool. Thanks for explaining that. Telephone-wise, 855-660-4261 and bob@autoworldradio.com. And once again, a couple of people here emailed me up and they want to get involved. And to get involved, the best thing to do is go to the Save the Salt Foundation website. So why don't we make sure and reiterate that address. And somebody want to know if there's any telephone numbers associated with it as well.
Well, mainly it's email because it's yours truly that does this pro bono. That we don't have an office, we don't have a budget. Louise does this and has done this for the past 5 years just because I want to save Bonneville. And that's how all the people on the board of directors. Nobody's paid. We're all doing this special. So if you go to the website, there is a form to fill out and tell me what you'd like to do, because I need to have it in writing first. And then if you put your phone number in there, then I can give you a call and talk to you. And the reason we do that, because otherwise you get a lot of crazies. And I don't have time for crazies.
Yep. Exactly. And there's enough out there for everybody. We need to weed out the crazy factor.
Right. But anybody that goes to SaveTheSalt.org and takes the time to send a note, I absolutely promise you I will respond to you. I promise. On behalf of every single little land speed racer you will never meet in your whole life, I promise I will do that.
And, again, it's just around the corner. So how is the salt, despite those two donkeys, how would you rate the salt condition for 2019?
Well, I've been talking to the boys that go out there with the faster cars, and they've all been getting, you know, they're like nervous nailies about this. And it's drying out very good. It's a little bit wet, but that's all right. We're still in July, but it's mostly dry, and we believe it's drying properly, and it's drying with a good management. If it dries too fast, it buckles, and it's no good. If it dries too slow, then it's too mushy like cottage cheese. But so far, knock on wood, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. All the things are doing. It's just like an engine. It's like intake, compression, you have ignition and exhaust. All of those have to be in good harmony. As it is, the same thing with Bonneville. There is precipitation, there is evaporation, there is percolation where the salt comes up from the top and it dries out, and then there's the most important part, yum yum, desiccation. And desiccation builds the salt crust. Yum. Which builds the seed and gives you, it gives you serious courage.
Well, Landspeed, thank you so much for your time here. We'll do another hour again soon, and keep up the great work. Thank you, my friend.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.